What's going on, bro?
It's crazy, man. I thought all my people that I grew up with was going to be real. And he had my back from the jump, but, you know, it looks like I have to do this by myself.
Hey, man, this whole stuff's fucked up, bro. Don't even let him get under your skin like that, bro. You do you. You grind for what you want. You know what I'm saying? You get that money.
Hell yeah. I'm in the studio, bro. I'm going to call you right back.
All right, for sure.
Yo.
Look, look, I said I had to get up on the mic and express my emotions. I took the Bible in my hand and opened my devotion. This pain and this anger is way too much to fucking cope with. I promise I get it, I promise you that I'ma show it. My daddy's dead, he's in the grave, daddy's dead, he's in the coffin. Promise you that I'ma get it, promise you that I be bossing. My own fans that I grew up with, them changed up. I promise you I'm about to make a fucking rain, bruh. Don't ever come around me with no fake shit. I got gorilla bananas, I'm going ape shit. Yeah, the people that you grew up in, the ones you bang with, you better watch out and be careful for the ones you hang with. When success comes your way, people copy. I had a close friend and his name was Agibody. But then you fucking switch.
Yo, all right. This is Kev, always been a Don from the Modern Crowd Podcast, of course. You know, the podcast with Hoop Dreams. And I'm sitting here with
speaking with JT Money, and you over here with Milcom.
How y'all doing, man?
You know, we killing the game right now, man. You know what's going on. You know, working. Had a 10-hour studio session yesterday. You know, grind don't stop. You know, what? Staying positive, being motivated out here.
Facts, facts. Yo, I seen on Instagram that y'all definitely be working, man. So, y'all actually won the contest for BDE Showcase. So, what is the song that you played for BDE?
So, the song that we played was called Prescription and Brain Freeze. Prescription is by me and Leo. That was a collaboration. Also sent in my hit single called Brain Freeze. It's on SoundCloud. It's on my album Life's Pain, Life's Struggle, which drops on every platform July 15th. Got a showcase 25th of June at Cafe Zodiac. Brain Freeze had a, you know, it was a great song to get lit, get turned to. You know, that's the intro to the song. So that gets everybody lit. You know, gets everybody like, oh yeah, wrist icy, it'll make your brain freeze. Drink a icy, your brain gonna freeze. You know, that's why I thought, I was like, yeah, that's a good combination. You know, in that song, I talk about, this is what I talk about in my song, I talk about my dad passing, how he, you know, he proud of me of doing what I'm doing. You know, I was in Florida, I was in Miami Heat, I'm balling like the Heat. You know, I had a line in there where I said, looking, remember all the days when nowhere to sleep, looking in the refrigerator, there was nothing to eat. I was chilling in Miami. I was balling like the Heat. Got my shit together in Florida. Got sober. I'm an addict. You know, I was on cocaine. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm clean from that now. You know, so I have sobriety. I've been 6 months clean. You know, so I have a sponsor. I work a program. So that's really what that song is talking about.
Okay, so that's I'm glad you actually got sober and stuff, and you actually use your music to, you know, push out your message on that, right?
Absolutely. And I have a song, you know, Life's Pain, Life's Struggle is an album that means a lot. I got a lot of collaborations. Like I said, we had a 10-hour session. You know, I got a show on the 25th, on the 28th. I got a show in 3 days, you know, so there's a lot of work that's being in the mix. I got my own team. You know, I got my own producers, my own filmers, my own editors. You know, I got my own local team in Cobb County, you know, so we work together as a group. You know, I have promoters that I work with across Kennesaw State University, across Georgia State, you know, so, and I'm an independent artist. You know, one of my songs, which Stack It Up is my latest, is my my first EP, and that's on every single platform. But on SoundCloud, it has 263,000 streams, and I've built my fan base, and I put a lot of investment behind myself as far as promotion-wise. I got a lot of blueprints looking at me, you know what I mean? And that's nothing to me, you know, because I work for that, you know, I pay for that, you know, so I've done a couple of United Masters submissions, you know, Authentic Empire submissions, you know, so I'm pushing myself out there, you know, my team as an independent label and in a business consulting, you know, so I'm very open-minded to whatever we have open available. And my boy Leo just started recording in the studio. So the song Prescription, for his first time recording in the studio, Prescription went crazy. We performed that song at Cafe Zodiac, and a lot of people was shocked because they wasn't expecting it. It was a whole nother different vibe, you know. So we bringing a different aspect to the table, you know. And we are just making sure that we're not trying to be like everybody else. We want to expand, you know, our variety of resources.
Yeah, and with my song, you know, Prescription, I haven't done any promotions yet, man. But once those promotions start hitting, man, I'm not a humble type person, so I'm just hoping, you know, like I'm gonna get that song out to the right people. They're gonna fuck with it. They're gonna be sending it to their friends, and they're just gonna start getting hyped to it. You know, it's my inspirations, my three inspirations to start music making was X, Peep, and Suicide Boys and Ghostman. And I base my vocals sort of off of, you know, like Ghostman and Suicide Boys. I try not to copy them because I want to be unique, you know, do my own thing. But a lot of people that I have sent my song to, they're like, yo, it sounds like them, but it's not them. You know, like the lyrics hit like theirs do. Like, it's really hyping up, but it's not a copy. And I fuck with that because you're not one of those like, oh, you know, he's my inspiration, so let me copy him word for word, style for style, shit like that. You know, like, I like to be different. I like to be unique. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. So it sounds like Prescription is like one of y'all favorite records. Is it fair to say?
Prescription is one of the big, so for Leo, Prescription is the big record for him because that's his first single that he recorded. My biggest record so far is Stack It Up. You know, and that song has 263,000 streams.
Wow.
On SoundCloud.
Wow. Okay. Oh, that's impressive. So.
Yes, sir.
Are we looking to have a video for Prescription anytime soon?
Oh, definitely, man. I got a whole plan for it, man. And, you know, since you gave me this interview, I'll give you a little insight. You know, in the beginning of Prescription, it's kind of like a melodic, like slow dance, like old 50-60 slow dance type thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it starts off saying like, smile even though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking, when there's clouds in the sky, some, you know, I just use a sample, and then it gets real dark real fast because you hear his voice distort. So in the beginning of the video, I'm have, you know, me and a girl just slow dancing. I'll be in a tux, she'll be in a gown. And then all of a sudden, just boom, lights flashing, screen goes black, video comes back up. She's on the floor, like possessed type, and I'm just looking at her. And then I slowly look at the camera with like black eyes and like black blood coming out of my mouth and shit going on. So it's like, yo, what's about to happen?
Exactly.
And as the beat progresses, like dun da da dun, I'm gonna start walking to the camera, and we're just gonna go ham wild, going off. And then when I got playing for JT, after I finished my verse, you know, he gets like this really low, like, I don't want to call it demonic, but that's sort of what it sounds like. And, you know, lyrics go, JT, this is a demon. What is you thinking? Been watching for you for a long time. I heard you like drinking. And I based that part of off of X and Ski Mask song, Freddy versus Jason, how X and Ski Mask go back and forth rapping at each other. You know, one is Jason Voorhees, the other one is Freddy Krueger. So with JT's part, I was like, you know what? Let's get creative. So for his first verse, he's like the demon inside of you. And then the second verse, you know, he's a kid saying like, yo, get out of my head. You know, like, I don't want to do this stuff that you're trying to make me do. And then at the very end of the song, I come back in as a demon, like, yo, I'm still here. Like, I could see the fear in your eyes and you better run. Like, stuff like that.
And with the point of that being said, you know, when I have put in, so the beginning of that song on my verse, it says, JT, this is your demon. What is you thinking? Been watching you for a long time. I heard you like drinking because I like to drink. You know, I like to smoke. You should smoke up some beer. You should smoke up some drugs. You've been in the streets. You should be a thug. I took your dad. My dad passed away when I was little. Next is your mom. You should quit rapping. I think you should stop. This is all the stuff that I've been told my entire life. And so I come through, and this is everything that I've been thinking about. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to express what happened. Well, people, because people used to give me a lot of shit. They used to be like, oh, JT, you need to stop rapping. Yo, shit's garbage. You're terrible. Like last night, somebody hit my phone, was like, yeah, bro, you're mean. You're the lamest person on Snap. I'm the lamest person on Snap with a big fan base. You feel me? So, like,
exactly.
It's kind of like, okay, it's cool. You can have that. You know, you feel me? So, with that being said, I came in and I was like, get out of my head. Get out of my mind. You're wasting my breath. You're wasting my time. You've been in my head since I was a child. I stay go to church. I pray for my sins. You feel me? So, I rebuked him. So, when he came in, the point of the demon coming back in is to say, like, this is always going to be here. it's up to you on how you're going to rebuke it. You know, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So,
you know,
a lot that I hear from, you know, what you're saying now, it seems that, you have a lot of people have a lot of haters, especially when they're doing music. So what is some advice you can give to somebody, you know, that's trying to be independent, just like you, because you're building a whole team. So they, you know, this doesn't happen, you know, or they can get over that.
I think the whole point of music, the point of music to me is
self-expression.
Self-expression. Because I do music because I love to do music, and it helps me with my emotions. Because I used to not like talking to people. I had, you know, I have a depression, the anxiety. I have all of that. I have like 4 different disorders. But at the same time, I went to military school for 6 years. You know, I graduated high school a year early. You know, I'm taking college classes for Kennesaw State University, business management. You know, so I've also worked 90 hours a week in hardcore kitchens and stuff. So you got to just find ways to deal with how you feel as part of your struggle. Yeah, to get your mind off stuff. So with music, that helps me. I write a lot. I started writing when I was 6 years old. My first song that I listened to was When I'm Gone by Eminem. I related with that song because of my father. So the more I write, the more easier it was to express myself, and it helped me physically be able to go and express myself mentally. So with that being said, music should not be used for guns, drugs, all of that. Music should be used for positivity and uplifting yourself and letting it be a platform to express yourself. You know, that's the type of mentality that I'm on when I make music.
Yeah, and to butt in on that, you know, like, what I always tell all my boys, what I tell JT, what I tell Ghost, what I tell Dewey, Bam, Cam, everyone that JT and I fuck with, it's like, I'm not trying to be that traditional rapper. Like, I'm not trying to be like, and I'm not like dissing on them, man. These rappers, these guys are real talented. They got something really good going on for them, man. They gone really far, but I'm not trying to be like Lil Baby or DaBaby or Wayne or Snoop Dogg. Again, those guys are mad talented. They're legends, man. I'm mad respect to them. Like, I love them. I listen to them every day. But like, I want to be that rapper where like, when you say my name, they're like, yo, Milcom, like, yo, like, I fuck with him heavy, you know, like, he's a really good dude. Like, he'd be talking like some real shit and stuff, trying to help other people, you know, like, for me, it's not all about the bread. Like, it's not about that. Like, my point is get in touch with people on an emotional connection, because if you think about it, at the end of the day, those are the most loyal fans. Like, RIP X, he's been gone for, what, 2 years now? And his fan base is still wild, man. Because he could connect with those people on that emotional level. And he's helped out millions and millions of people, including myself. So, again, I'm trying to be that rapper. It's like, yo, he got a really good vibe. Like, I wouldn't mind collabing with him or even hanging out with him. You know, like, hey, let's go buy a Rari together. Some shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So let's talk about, because I'm here, you know, I've done a little research on you guys here, and I see that you have your own label. It's called Great Material Records. Just tell me a little bit about your label.
Yes, sir. So Great Material Records Entertainment is a record label where talent is exposed as an independent company. We offer management, production, film work, promotion, networking, venue exposement. We offer a different variety of businesses and aspects, you know. So I have mixed engineers, I have producers, I have a producer in North Carolina. I also have financial advisors in Florida that help with money statistics and you know, money advisement. So we do a different amount of situations, a different amount of things. You know, I have my own workers. Like I said, locally, I found a group of workers in Cobb County. You know, I have people across Smyrna, Sandy Springs. You know, I also know people with cars, you know, like car groups, car meets, you know, et cetera, you know, little events. And I put them in the industry as far as helping with video shoots, you know, investments, yeah, the community, you know. So Great Material Records Entertainment, where talent's exposed, is a independent record company that offers variety. No matter what genre it is, I have singers that I work with. I just did a song with a singer named Last Scars yesterday. You know, I have a homie that does dubstep, pop, you know, so we do variety of things. You know, what we do is we put you on management and artist development. We get you studio time. We either book you at Rich Productions, PBM, D3 Recording Studios, get your song out, get it mixed and mastered, drop it on all platforms, promote it, and get you a show booked. And then with the show booked, we pay for radio streams. So I actually found a radio connect, and we pay for radio streams. So that is what record, that's what Great Material Records Entertainment is, and it's just now starting to go through the roof.
Okay. So if anybody was actually interested in being signed to Great Material Records, what steps would they need to get in contact with you?
So you would have to go to my Instagram, or what you can do is you can email me at jtamar891@gmail.com. However, you will have to go through my co-executive, Ghost, and my co-executive, Leo. Leo Malcolm was just promoted to third executive co-manager for Great Material Records Entertainment. So in order to get through me, you have to get through two different staff workers. They're going to call you, get a background of you. They're going to call you, ask you, okay, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? What's your music about? You know, what's your motivation? They want to get to know a little aspect of you before you just come to me and be like, hey, I want you to do this, da 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 da. Now, why do I set that standard so high? Is because I put in over $6,000 of investment, you know, before, which is, it's not a lot when you look at people that are already in the industry that's already made bigger investments than that. But me starting off as an independent co-executive and an independent manager, I had to pay for label submissions. I had to pay for interviews. I had to pay for a whole bunch of stuff. I had to pay for promotion in order to gain traffic, you know. So with that traffic that I have now, I know a lot of artists across the state of Georgia that need help with that. So you would go to my Instagram, or you can email jtmar891@gmail.com, and then you would have to talk to Ghost and talk to Leo. And then if they feel like, hey, he's serious, da 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 da, you know, cool, he's serious, I like his motives, I like his aspects, boom, they're gonna come to me. Hey, what's up? Let's meet at this place, this time. Let's talk about getting you in the studio. Let's talk about getting your promotion set up. You know, let's talk about getting a project out, etc. Let's talk about getting radio interviews. And then we set a plan and we set a budget. That way, at the end of the month, all of that can be, not all of it, but most of it will be reached. Next week, boom, 3-4 hour studio time. And like I said, on you look on our Instagram, you can see we do 10 to 12 hours of studio time a week. Rich Productions, D3, PBM, we were in there. We was in there 2 days ago. We was in there from 2:45 to 12:45 in the morning.
Wow, that's impressive.
Got food. Yeah, so... So my, like I said, my album, Life, Pain, Life, Struggle, done. I have also, let me also talk about that real quick. That album was put on hold for 2 months. I was supposed to drop in March, but I didn't because of family matters and personal situations. So I had to put it down. I had to put it down for a little while, get myself situated. Now, album dropped. Albums drop on SoundCloud, you know, so people can go and check it out, you know, so, but however, it will be dropped on every platform July 15th. It may be dropped earlier than that. I'm putting the sky for July 15th. Now, it's going to be dropped earlier than that. I'm going to go ahead and let people know. I will not give people the date because a lot of people are asking, when is this album going to be dropped? You know, when is this? Da 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 da. And you guys go on my Instagram. You guys can see every single song I posted on there. I screen recorded everything. And you know, it's you look at the song, you listen to it, it's a whole nother different vibe. You know, so like I said, that dropped. You know, I have an artist named Lil C. I have an artist named Jasmine Keith. Lil C and Jasmine Keith are pop and R&B artists. They've been writing their entire life. They've been, you know, they've been singing for a long period of time. You know, I got an artist named Lil Samo. He lives in Dallas, Georgia. He's been rapping for a long period of time. I got a one named, and I got another artist named Tez Go Crazy. Tez Go Crazy. Dude goes in the studio off rip one take and just makes a whole song, and I'm like, y'all, that's fine, that's what I like, you know. So that's the group, that's my artists that are around me right now, you know. They've been doing it for a long period of time, you know, so they're making it pop. My boy Lee, He was my artist. I just put him on. But like I said, I just promoted him to third co-executive because of the investments he made. He paid for studio time. He paid for the BDE, Black Dollar Enterprise. He paid for the venue. You know, he didn't have to do that. But he this is how serious he was about it. He was like, bro, I'm trying to get on top. You know, so now he's got more open variety of opportunities. Now he's got to the point where if we go sit down with the label, he's going to come with me and Ghost. You feel me? So, and you ain't even talked to Ghost yet. Ghost, I'm 21. My boy Ghost and these people that I hang around are 25, 30, 32. My label is older than me.
That's amazing.
So, yeah. So, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to tell y'all like this. This is when I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to keep it real with y'all. Ghost taught me a lot of the stuff that I know now when I started. Because he had that wisdom. First, when I started with the business, I was like, look, I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to do this. Da, 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 da. He was like, you're coming at it wrong. You're doing it wrong. You're rushing it. Chill the fuck out. Chill out. Do it like this. Do it like this. Do it like this. That is why I actually have it the way I have it. You know, because of him. So we run it together. You know, Leo, we run this business together. This is not a one-person job. You know, we had to build traffic. We had to go to the studio. We had to pay for promotion. We had to pay for venues. We had to pay relevant people. That 263,000 streams, the 3,000, 4,000 likes on it that I have, that was paid. That was paid organic streams by a relevant artist with a blue check.
Wow. that's really amazing.
You know, and I'm like I said, we're independent. This is a independent, I am independent. I am not signed under anybody. I am not, I have no, you know, you get this, you get this, you get that. No, this is all me, independent, you know. And the people that I'm around, my boy Tyco, like I'm going to go ahead and explain this. I've been on bail since last year, December 24th. I got caught with the ounce of weed that wasn't even mine last year on December 24th, and I'm still on bail. My engineer, Kaiko, bailed me out of jail. That's the type of people that I have around me.
Word. That's the type of people you want to, you know, that always has your back, for sure.
Definitely, man. Like I said, you know, this is a movement, and this is not a one-man job. You know, so we're still working. Like I said, we had a 12-hour session. And we're probably going to have a 10-hour session again next week. It's going to be a 10-hour session again next week. Every week, we're going to Florida in a couple weeks. We're renting out a car, we're renting out a charger. We're going to West Palm Beach. So like I said, I was in Florida for a year. So I know a lot of people. I know a lot of business owners down there. So we're going down there to market. We're going down there to promote. And we're bringing these people in Florida to this Cafe Zodiac. This Cafe Zodiac event, I promise you, we're going to have over 100 people in here.
Mm.
And that's going to be the goal. They've never seen, Cell said he only had 24 people. 24 people is on my record label.
Yep. So that, I mean, that so it sounds like with your record, you're definitely trying to help other businesses, but also, you know, just change, use your and your team's creativity to change kind of a different wave of hip hop.
Definitely. We want a whole nother different wave. Like I said, this is a label where we don't want to take your money. We do not care about how much money you have. We care about it's a business, you feel me? But we want to put you on top. You know, I'm talking about Tez and Rocket. They didn't even go to any studio. They just knew how they was good at rapping. They ain't even went to this. They ain't even been to the studio. They ain't even went to a studio until they came and saw me. You feel me? Hold on. They haven't even been to the studio until they came and saw me. But when they got to the studio, Tez went off. Sam went crazy. That's why I wasn't worried about it, because when I heard them rap, I felt how hungry they was. He was like, yeah, man, I'm trying to go to the studio. Da-da-da-da. I don't have no, I don't, you know. Trying to get it, man. I struggle. I said, yo, come to the studio. Next week, came to the studio. Tez went in there with one take. Tez said, I was not playing no games. And so this is the end. That's just the beginning, man, you know. But like I said, we're going to keep it moving, man. Like Same Life Struggle drops July 15th, every single platform. Stack It Up is on every single platform. June 10th, June 25th, June 28th. I have shows back to back, back to back. I'm going to let Leo say some things real quick.
Okay.
All right. And going off what JT said, you know, like, like we're not just a business, you know, like we have family. We all like tight knit. We close. Like we know when it comes down to it, if one of us needs something, like shit, just 2 days ago, I sent Ghost my song Wake at Night. I was like, cause when I was in the studio for a 10-hour sesh, you know, I got like mad writer's block, and I was like, and I was in the booth trying to rap one of my songs. And I was like, man, this just don't sound good. Like I need a break. I need to see if I could write something else. And I got mad writer's block, and go sit there with me for like a solid hour and a half. He's like, yo, so here's what you should do. Like strategize, you know, break. Cause I'm a writer. JT's a freestyle. He got mad bars for days, man. He could freestyle to end. Like I can make a beat right now on the wood next to me and he'll freestyle to it. See me, I'm a writer. I like to sit down and like connect with those emotions when I'm writing like a slower song, but when I'm writing more of a hype song, you know, I'm kind of like, all right, you know, what's the first thing that comes to my mind when I'm listening to this beat? It's like boom, 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 done, song done. Like it could take me anywhere from 30 minutes to 3 hours to sit down and write a song, depending on what I'm writing. You know, like if it's one of those days where I was like, you know, let me see if I can try to connect to people. I just dig down into like my past experiences, and just boom, 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 slow song done. 30 minutes, hours, something like that. But anyway, you know, like we a tight knit family. Ghost sat down with me for like hour and a half, just gave me tips. We strategized. We got that done. I went in the studio, 30 minutes before our time was done. And, you know, I recorded, we pre-mixed it, and that song was done. So with all my songs, I just got to get them like mixed and mastered. And my album, RX, is going to be dropping July 1st at 12 a.m. on every platform. So I'm really excited for that. You know, like I've never had this opportunity before. I first started off making music, like beats, you know, like EDM, dubstep, stuff like that. And I had a few followers on that. And then I started in the rap gang. And I was like, and people started seeing like, yo, like this man got some natural talent going on. And they were encouraging me. They're like, yo, keep hitting the studio. Keep doing what you're doing. Like, we fuck with it. It sounds really, really good. And I was like, you know, I appreciate it. And, like, I've never had that encouragement before. So once all that, like, just a wave of, like, positivity hit me, I was like, all right, we're going to get this done. Man, I've been paying for studio sessions. Like, and I don't mind, you know, like, if JT's boys want to come in and get on a collab with me and him, that's all right. Sessions already paid for. What are we gonna do for 10 hours? You know what I'm saying? Shoot, exactly. Within those 10 hours, you could drop an album and a half. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, you know, it's a fact that, you know, we're all tight knit, close. We're not a business. We're a fam. Well, we are a business, but we're also a family. You know, like if anyone comes to me and they're like, "Yo, like I really want to drop a song or an EP," you know, but I don't have the money for the 10-hour studio session, 6-hour, 2-hour, whatever. I'll be like, look, bro, I got you. But one thing, if I'm paying for your studio session, I just want one collab. That's all I ask. You don't have to pay me. I'll collab with you. You can make a damn 50-song album if you want. You got that. Like, I'm that type of person where if you need anything money-wise for the studio, for promotion, like, I got you. You don't got to worry about paying me back as long as you give me credit or I could collab with you. That's all that matters to me. You know what I'm saying?
No, facts. No, I mean, I definitely understand that. So if you can, if both of y'all, just go ahead and provide your Instagram name for everybody to go ahead and check you out and follow y'all back.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. My Instagram name is leo.milcom, M-I-L-C-O-M. I just switched out, you know, my personal look. Instead of making a whole new Instagram and worry about, like, oh, man, I got to promote my music and I got to pay to promote my, which, again, money isn't really a big deal for me, but I was, you know, like, instead of making a new Instagram where I have to pay to promote my music and my Instagram page, I'm going to just make my main Instagram into my artist Instagram. You know, I only have, like, 1,100 or 1,300 followers, but, you know, that's not a big deal to me because once the music gets out, they're just going to come stacking it. I'm not worried about it. So, again, if you want that Instagram, I got little clips of songs that I'm going to be releasing. I'm gonna be posting, you know, like, hey, this single is coming out then, and until my album drops, I'm gonna keep promoting it. You know what I'm saying? So okay. Again, that Instagram is leo.milcom, M-I-L-C-O-M. Go check it out.
All right. So my Instagram is JT_money100. JT_money1000. If you look, I have two Instagrams. I have one with 600 followers. I have another one with 4,000. So I believe it's either 2,000 or 4,000 followers, you know. So you guys can go ahead and check that out. One of the other Instagrams, you guys can also look at the flyers for all the events and all the after parties, everything that I'm throwing across Cobb County. I'm also on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm JTMR. I'm on everything. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You know, contact information is on every single platform. Snapchat too, JTMR2019, Mob808-2505. You know, so anybody that wants to collab, anybody that wants to send in any music for management, artist development, beats, it mixing. We do mixing too, by the way. I have people, you know, I know people, I have people, you know, on my team that mix and master, you know, so. Also, if you don't have a studio, if you went to a studio and recorded and you want your song mixed and mastered, you know, we can definitely make that happen. Like I said, JTMR891@gmail.com. You know, so we'll give you rates on that. Like I said, just hit my line. Anybody needs any work, anybody wants to collaborate, I'm going to say it again, film work, graphic design, management, artist development, venue throwing. We do it all. We do it all. And I also have producers in North Carolina and in Florida. You know, so we can send your song in to different people. It's depending on how far you want to go with it. Because we're taking this to the max. You know, we're taking this across the room. You know, so that's really it, man. You know, it's just Leo, JT Money. You know, we coming in here, you know, forget, stay motivated, stay positive, remain focused. It's just the beginning. You know, we just going to keep it rocking. We're going to keep it moving, you know. I'm not, if anybody asks after this interview if I'll be willing to sign, I will be willing to sign. It'll have to be a distribution or an independent deal, you know, because unless the bread is, now I'm also, the bread is not everything, but the bread's got to be right if I'm going to sign my rights over to another label. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. If anything after this, if anybody wants to work, if anybody wants to throw contracts or deals on the plate, distribution, probably going to end up giving it to one of my artists because that's the goal, you know, get one of my boys signed and get them on top, you know, so that's what we're driving for right now. We're just driving, you know, to go through the goal, go through the roof, you know, we're going to make this happen, we're going to make this pop, you know, we don't got no option. We taking this to the roof, man. We're putting in all this work, 10 to 12 hours of studio sessions a week. You know, performances back to back. I got a performance in 2 days, 15th, 25th, 28th, the 2nd, 3rd, 4th in July. Come on, man.
Word.
We doing this. I appreciate you coming in and letting us do this interview, man.
Word. I appreciate both of y'all for letting me interview on our podcast, man. And like I said, I will definitely be on the lookout on y'all music from now on.
Absolutely. Definitely. You know how we rock, you know, SoundCloud, Spotify, Tidal, Amazon, I'm on everything. Leo's album dropped July 1st, every single platform. My album, Life's Pain, Life's Struggle, is out on SoundCloud for everybody to listen to on SoundCloud. But it drops on every platform July 15th. It is going to be early. I'm telling everybody, it drops July 15th. It's going to be earlier. I'm not going to get the date for it, but it's going to drop earlier than July 15th.
All right, well, so this is the Modern Crowd Podcast. I appreciate, again, both of y'all coming on the podcast, talking to us, and we out.
Yes, sir.
Lake. We was eating ramen noodles, now we eating good steak. Niggas wanna talk shit, well come and say it to my face. I'ma take them in the sky like we going out of space. Niggas always think riding for some fame. Swear to God, these niggas talking, but I ain't the one to blame. Get up on the court, I'm ballin', no LeBron James. Yeah, Glock 48, put it out and then I aim. Oh, I remember when they locked my homie up in jail. Friday, she got released and then she made bail. It's crazy, they don't want success, they wanna see me fail. Promise you, then I'ma get it and I will prevail. I remember all them days.
refrigerator, there was nothing to eat. I just came out of Miami and